Okay, Zechin Nishmas Daniel Shein Abbas Yeshua followed. Okay, so we're basically almost finished with this packet. I wanted to show you a tshuva from the Marshag. On page 21. Marshag is of Shimon Greenfield, who was a Talmud of the Maram Shik. Maram Shik was a Talmud of the Chasam Sofer. So this is a classical Sefer. So let's see what happens. So he writes like this. Achar Drish Shalom, Kibalti Mchtov Lushol Chavaz Daiti, Bedvar Isha Achas, Shalom Milcha Halev, Shal Avzo Achas. She didn't do Malicha. Some chicken that she had, she didn't do Malicha. The Amr Lishivchasa Arevis, Shalom Shatika Chabilik, Shalom Avzo, Tenatechos Lusachim Ktanim, Tasavim Menomashakorim, Pashirtin Bilik. What's bilik? The stomach, the pupik? What is it? So it's part of the... look it up in your phone, bilik. I think it's Yiddish, no? What is it? Is it the stomach, the pupik? The bilik. What's the bilik? I think that could be, but you'll check it. You have a... No, it's like the pupik, no? The stomach? What does it say?
It's cheap.
Cheap?
I mean, I will tell you the truth right away. What's it? What is it?
What's the bilik? The bilik of the chicken.
What?
You have it?
What's a gizzard?
Yeah, so we'll see. Where are you? Yeah, what does it say?
Cheap.
Cheap
or expensive?
No, but it's a part of the thing. Because it says you got to cut it up to pieces.
Yeah.
So,
the bill.
Cool.
The bill.
The bill?
I think the bill of the bird name.
What is that?
The mouth?
The mouth?
The bill?
The bill? What?
The front part of the neck.
The front part, not the stomach, the front part.
Well, how do you spell it? When I put it Hebrew to English, I put it Habil. You like the bill.
The bill. And the bill is what? What is now? Now, what is the English definition? Tika habilik shol ha'avza. Tavechos ol nesachim. Okay, katanim. So one part of the animal. Natak shabasol beisa amra hashivcha v'msich l'fi tuma shibtoch. Had a sochim halalu, chacha gam es halev. So he said that when they cut the animal, they also put the lev, and the lev didn't have malicha. So basically, that the lev was put in without malicha. So what's the heter? So he had blood in the chicken. So he says that maybe there are two. So the Rav who's writing now to the Marshag says that there could be two reasons to be makel. First of all, maybe the shishim can not get the lathe. The lathe's not so big. So even though you didn't get the blood out, maybe the shishim and the rest of the chicken can not get the lathe. And perhaps she doesn't have namanus. The shivcha was saying that she put the lathe in. Who says she has namanus? Even the chumra. She definitely has namanus l'kulo. But the question is, does she have namanus l'chumra?
She has namanus l'kulo?
She doesn't.
Oh, no. That's why I was wondering.
She doesn't. But he's saying chiddush. That maybe she doesn't even have namanas l'chumra. So those were the two svaras that this Rav wanted to be makel. One is based on that there was, in other words, basically there was a lathe that was cooked in the thing, the lathe of the chicken, and it wasn't salted, so it has blood. So this Rav wanted to be makel with two svaras. One svara is that there's shishim, and the other svara is that that who says she has nemanus l'chumra that was put in. So v'ani omer the imishim shishim nirim advarim divide lo yoh shishim the came down and came along the kul misharinen. Because you need shishim connected the whole leif. So he doesn't think that it's true that there isn't any shishim. In other words, there might be shishim connected to the whole thing, but they only did the bilik. So you said that's the what? The what? The bill.
It's the beak.
The beak.
So,
ah, the beak.
So the heart becomes tray.
So you have the beak and the lathe, and it was all cut up and cooked together without doing melicha on the lathe. So there's blood. And we assume that it's not shishim. There might be shishim in the whole, you know, in Yana Dioima, Gansa Turkey. You know, the Gansa Turkey, oh, you see? Now we know we're on time. You know, whenever we learn something and it's on time, in Yana Dioima, we know we're going on the right pace. So they might be connected the whole chicken, the whole turkey, whatever, it might be shishim. But you don't do what Rav K said, the beak. And so the beak doesn't have shishim connected to life.
So do you measure it by the whole bird or just by the...
Well, you're only cooking with the beak.
They didn't put the whole dish,
right.
Dog in there.
Right. Uh-huh. So he says, so he doesn't think that heter is a good heter. That's number one. Then he will cause him all his kvodo in Mishas Habishul Hayaba Osukdeira Oud Kamachalokim Shal Avza. And it doesn't say especially that there was other parts. The Efshar Betsiv Kulam Yakar Hayashishim. Achgan Mim Hayake Mikomokim Akati Lopotina Mimad Bavur Sham Besimin. I based the meaning of Chatich Atzon Nos and Novela by Issa Dovok. You can't have Issa Dovok. It's Issa Dovok. Meaning, Issa Dovok means when it's attached. The heart is attached to the rest of the animal. So then, and there's no shishim, so the whole thing becomes Asa. So he doesn't think that you had shishim. So then he writes here on page 22. any rate, omnam. From page 22. Omnam hare maskva to rasho kosov tam sheni l'hak yomishum de'ein ha-shivcha ne'menes m'asich l'fituma. Last year, as a few of you was very used to the rice in an emenis. In your also as no kosher can can. The gamlefi ha'akum in can el yisur rabbanim. Redam shabishlo in the record rabbanim. He says even on yisur rabbanim, the akum is not neman l'chumra. But then he says that. In your nemanus kazehri b'vur im Yisrael mamin lo belibo also. When we could motor maybe the reashach, how come we see a kutuba omish Yisrael tiva lasos? Yeah. So that's the question: whether he's neman or not. But then he says that, but if the Jew really believes him, then maybe he is Neman. So if it's an umdana that he's telling the truth, then maybe the Akum is Neman al Chumra. So then he says like this. Omnam, on the top of page 22. Omnam. Ben kach uben kach hakevim vade mutorim, kevim de enkan chashash al isur ba'atzmo. Rahim inam ben yoma. Ben kach hashash al chadchila. That's another behood of the kevim she'inam ba'at yoma shal isur drabon mutorim. Tav gzeru l'gzera. He says maybe it's now inam ben yoma the kevim, and the whole isur originally was only an isur drabonon. So maybe an isur drabonon on
because of
Damshe Bishlo. Yes, Damshe Bishlo. So maybe it's an Issa Drabanan on an Issa Drabanan. In other words, the original Issa was only Drabanan, Damshe Bishlo. And now it's Eina Ben Yomo. So he says, that Rabbi Yehuda says that Kalim that are not Bnei Yoman on an Issa Drabanan are Mutter, because it'll be a Gzera L'Gzera. Normally you have Treif meat. So it's a deraisa. Now you wait 24 hours, you still have to kasher it because it's gzera that you might use it before the 24 hours. But that's because the original iser is an iser deraisa. But here the original iser is an iser derabanan. So at worst, it's. So if you say things, maybe you don't have to kasher the kalim. So maybe you can't eat the meat. That's a funny thing. That you have to throw away the meat, but you still won't have to kasher the kalim. Because you don't have shishim, and it could be you do believe the guy, you know. So then you won't eat the meat, you won't eat the chicken, but the kalim you won't have the kasha. But then he says, but doesn't the Gemara have a case that they had? Dam, be pincha. The laws of the tavra. He broke it because the away with dam. I don't grab the dam she milcha away now with rabbanon. Bukhov the kelim ain't about the yom after you said rabbanon. So here's a kasha. How could they know the view to say that you don't kasher it? You don't have to kasher it because it's only started off with the rabbanon and now it's an ain't about yomo. So it's like a gzera l'gzera. But the case in the Gemara in Chulin, you had this Kli Cheres that was had Bali of Dam, sure, you know, that they had Dam of Malicha in it. So So it's also only Drabbanan, and still he broke it, because he couldn't cash it. So then Taka, I don't know what the Noda Behuda is going to say that to that Raya. But there he wants to say a different svara. We know that you could have timas kfeila, right? Mimashein aminu. After like a shishim, after kosev amon, anu inogim lusmoch achshav atimus akum. The kosev b'shach, the dafka atimus akum, ein somchim. Now, atimus Yisrael somchim. In other words, we don't rely on the tima of a goy, but the tima of Yisrael, we do rely on. And you can't hacha the achu Yisraelim. So the Yisraelim, they already served it. Right? They already served this, the duck, whatever. Right? The lohigishu, like the case of the marsham. And no one said we felt that it tasted like blood. So we had a timas Yisrael. You can't hear mokum lahati agamli dezeh. That's what that was the word of the Marsham, and even though the Marsham questioned it, but then he said from the Sefer Yeshua that if there are a lot of people at Sibor that did it, yeah. Uncle Panim came and vadi mutarim. Even when the Shlach himself spoke, Achilas Yisrael shomer shalom yishbotam dam. Gave them milsedu aramia daita as b'shas achila l'tem leiv im nirgash b'bosotam dam. Right, we said maybe that doesn't apply if you're not concentrating, that you have to think, do you really taste blood or not? Is that in a chad the fear injury see a moskvot so rasa gufa de uvda ech have a nearer the shosha ochlos ha pashida flesh kvayodu me amir samisharetas anochu shechat rabos alay below belichav shapiria rambi azadaitu. But then he says that maybe they knew from before, and they still ate it. So then for sure you could be somech on Timus Yisrael. Old Shane is near of the Tinus is something after the Yodab Shasti Ima, Khila, Vloya Ram Yalai, Laida. So now he's going to say a good word. This was always my favorite word, this paragraph. He's going to say like this, that when it comes to Ti'ima, if you taste it, if you're tam, then it's Aser. So he says over from the Rashba. Rashba says on page 23, an unbelievable thing. He says, "Kol hetish and mechabel tamen isser v'tamen isser nikerbo ti moso zohi haya hakaroso." He says like this, that when we said this concept of bittel, but bittel is not when it's niker isser. So he says, if you taste something. You know, what's the yisod of tam ki ikir? He says the yisod of tam ki ikir is that what? That it's like nikar iser. Even though you can't see it, but you taste it, that's ki ilu that it's nikar. And once it's nikar, there's no bittel. So he says that the yisod of tam ki ikir is ki ilu it's nikar iser. That's the yisod of the Rashba. Called the nicker iser in a bottle. Mim shein amino kosher magicher tam have a nicker iser avshe beemes einu nicker mikol mokum chech ochel yitom. Hagashes hatam shel iser have a hakaras iser. But But then he says to be nikra iser. This is a big yisod. It's only, like, you know, there's a discussion the Marash Neustadt. He has that the Gabe Bogs. I think he writes a similar idea. That nikra means you can see it right away. You don't have to look at it. You know, it's evident. So the same thing by taste. In other words, when you taste something, and it has a, even if you're not concentrating, you feel it right away that there's something, it tastes milky, it tastes bloody, it tastes whatever. So he says that the yisod of tamki ikr is based on nikra iser. And nikra iser is only if it's nikra very evident. You know, without concentration, without, you know, just like by making a mashal to those poskim, let's say by seeing, it has to be nikr, you know, very evident, you know.
The
ribu of the tefillin, Rabbi Freems is saying. In other words, even if you don't measure it, you look at it, like, you know, it looks like a square, that's good enough. If it was off, it would be evident. It might be a minuscule off if you would measure it, but the Torah is only mischashev with what's evident.
Hamash ish.
Yeah.
Is that working with Rashi, Tima and Sefer Tifum? In other words, he doesn't know what he's the...
Right. Oh. So that's the thing over here. So he says that when... That, in other words, the Marsham said, no, you need kavana, and then he quotes, but if it's the tzibur that's tasted it and no one complained, that's good enough. He's saying a different word. Even for the yachid, and taka, maybe if he would concentrate, he would have tasted it, but it doesn't matter. Because the shear of nikr for tam, it's evident right away. So if you somehow tasted it by mistake or whatever, and you tasted the thing and you didn't feel it, and you're a Yisrael, so even though maybe if you would do it again, take two, and you would really concentrate, you would feel something, that's not the requirement. The requirement to aser is if it's what? If it's nikr, and that reminds me of those poskim that discuss that by seeing like a bug or something, you might have to be very, you know, we have to look up in the Marash Neustadt, the Minhage Marash, right?
Isn't this all measurement from the Stam going into the secret Tumor? He's not running it, I think.
Yeah, one second. Dvar Nechonim, the Tostuk, if you came into the Minhage, you hate Nikr HaIsr, and came to the Minhage, Nikr HaTam Shal Isr, Afbali Kavana. Because if Tamki Iker is just a separate halacha Tamki Iker, so then, you know, maybe, you know, if you would have Kavana, that would be Nirgash, that would be a problem. But since the din of Tamki Iker is a din of Nikr, and the yisod of Nikr is, it's Nikr right away, both by visual Nikr and by taste Nikr. And then, once it's Nikr, it's not Batal. Like Rav Shechter said, then it's not a Tarovus. In other words, right, it's totally on a stam ben adam. That was the whole discussion we saw. Rabbi Perlman, Rabbi Belsky's Talmud, wrote in the Masifta that just like by team is kfela, you don't need a kfela because we need an expert in taste. Because expert, the Torah didn't ask their experts what expert could taste. Torah asked a regular balabas. You need Timus Isser, says the Rashba, because Uba no more nose. Not because of his expertise. It's because he could get in trouble and lose his job. Because, so that's the word. When Torah says it needs nikr, it means it's nikr for a regular head yot. And it means not a connoisseur of taste. You know, like... You know, some people are big mavinim in taste. You know, but the regular people are not such mavinim.
The Gemara says a kohen for
The Kohen, right, so that's the pen. Right, exactly, that's the Raya, that the Rashba's says. Yeah. That's the Rashba's Raya, yeah. Came to Vinishay Nikra Israel came be Inishay Nikra Tamchal Isra of Bali Kavada. Vafheka Doloramia, Nimokin Echav Shaloma, the Nikra Isra of Stam Adam, Shaino Yode Klau, Eno Margish, Shesham Tam Isra Klau, while Korcha Eno also be Mesela Tamsha Margishino, so Afla Ishalo Ramiola, the Eno Yodem in Adam Klau, who swore Nahono, Fiani is died. So that's a typical Marshag. You know, he says a good Svara, a good Zog. You know, he touches up. He's also from the, I think we call him from the Hungarian, you know, from Chaim type, like the Machane Chaim, you know, those the Hungarian Rabbanim that, you know, had conceptual analysis similar to Reb Chaim. So he says, Al pize yatzalanu din chadash, dim nofal chalav l'toch basar, say milk fell into meat, and there was no shishim. And then Yisrael came by, and he didn't know what happened. And he sees a geshmaka steak. And he doesn't know that 10 minutes before milk fell, he sees a geshmaka steak in the fridge. So he didn't know that before some milk fell out or whatever, you know, hot milk, okay. And he eats it. And then his wife comes home and said, "How did you eat it? There was milk that fell on it. I didn't get a chance to tell you yet. And then you came home before me. Ah, blah, blah, blah." Yeah. After Lake Ashisha. So he says it's okay. So whatever he ate, he ate. You know, whatever he did, he didn't do. But Ramaisa, he now says that it didn't taste like milk. So now someone else, L'chadchilo, could eat the rest of the steak that he didn't eat yet. Because it's a Nemonas Yisrael. Even without Shishim. Because it was so Mechatimus Yisrael. The Shach says. So Mechatimus Yisrael. So that's the...
What do you do with the cloud? It's asik b'chalom b'araya s'chayet. It was asik, sort of, right? Well, maybe that's only if he takes one piece of chok kalev, one is shuman, and he takes the...
No, m'sasik b'chalom b'araya s'chayet.
They have two pieces in front of you, one's chalev, one is shuman,
right.
And he eats the chalev. There you chayet.
Right.
But this wouldn't be a case of m'sasik.
This is a question, no, this is a question of bittul.
Yeah.
So... The first guy ate it, though he really shouldn't have eaten it because, you know, he can't eat it. It's a suffix treif. But he didn't know about it, so he ended up eating it. So now he got his foot in the door that he ate it, and now he tells us that he didn't taste milk, even though he didn't know about it, so he wasn't thinking about it. He was thinking, "Oh, geshmak, a piece of meat, I'm going to eat it." He wasn't thinking about it, and he ate it. So now, and he didn't eat the whole steak, but now someone else in his family could go ahead and eat the rest.
But it's probably going to be a mitzvah in a move court to be mavat to the iser, no?
No.
It might be a mitzvah in a move court to be marve etter until it becomes shisha.
No.
Time of rules, time of best.
According, at least according to some Rishon, we require, like Rashi requires, Shishim Dafka.
If you're passing by Rashi, that would be awesome.
What?
If you're passing by Rashi, it would be awesome,
yeah. Yeah, of course. According to Rashi, you probably would, I mean, there you'd probably be allowed to be about the Lisser in a case like this. Yeah. You have no clue, you have no clue to be about the Lisser.
No.
Well,
if you don't like the shach, the Timus Yisrael, Timus Yisrael is good. We don't follow Timus Akum anymore, but Timus Yisrael. Yeah. We still...
So you don't have to be about the
laser. Yeah. So clearly... Yeah. Right, that's the right. We're someone kind of coming without.
Right.
You still believe him? What if he doesn't want to get into trouble by saying he did? Like, he knew he tested something, but he's sort of doing a white lie, oh, I didn't taste anything. So he doesn't want to get into trouble with his wife, let's say.
So what did he say?
I don't think I tasted anything, he would say, like something like that.
Okay.
And we still believe him.
No, if he knows he's lying.
He wouldn't lie.
Or
he
doesn't want his wife to be betrayed. It's not like he did anything wrong in this case. Okay. We believe. Yeah. Okay. The last thing is the truth from Tzipesach Frank about toothpaste that has some treif ingredients in. But this is here's also a question of te'ima, because he's not eating it, he's just gonna spit it out. Okay, I mean, the body holds it anyway, it's nifsal, it's not roi lachila. He talks about the imam, okay, but that's okay. Okay, but so basically we've finished this packet now. I don't think we should die now to start the new packet, because that's a new inyan. So Bez Hashem on Monday, we'll start the packet of Packet 11, Basha Shema, Basha Kaima. And then eventually we'll try to see when we should have a Bechina. You know, you let me know, you know, we'll talk, we'll figure it out. Did Rabbi Tuchman respond?
No,
okay. Okay, so, you know, if you're around, he has your contact information? You know how to...
Yeah, we'll
figure it out. Okay. Maisha, are you giving us...
I am giving, yeah.
Till when?
What? Today is going to be very short.
Yeah. Okay, because I'm going to be giving probably Shir here at like 10:45.
We should be on for that.
Because giving early Shir, you know, people are leaving and it's a lot of... So I'm going to give probably a Chumash Shir here and a little regular Shir.